At this time, consent agenda items will be read by Judy Pierce and John Hawes.
Fiscal year 2006 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, agenda item number 6. The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors hereby accepts the Brazos River Authority's Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for fiscal year 2006 and approves its filing with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The Chief Financial Officer is hereby designated to file the report and the annual filing of the affidavit with the Executive Director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Personnel Policy Update, agenda item number 7. The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby makes the following amendments to the Human Resources Policy to be effective February 1, 2007. Add new policies. 3.17 Introductory Period. The first 90 days of employment will be considered an introductory period. During this time, the employee will be trained, educated, and instructed in the duties and the responsibilities of the position. At the end of the introductory period, the supervisor and the employee will meet to discuss the employee's progress and to determine whether the employee has demonstrated sufficient skills and abilities to perform the position. In the event the employee's performance meets the supervisor's expectations, the introductory period will terminate and the employee will be deemed a permanent employee. However, nothing in the designation of employee as permanent shall in any way impact the at-will nature of the employment relationship or grant any sort of contractual claim to a permanent position with the Brazos River Authority. The Brazos River Authority will continue to maintain the at-will employment relationship and may dismiss an employee at any time, with or without notice, for any reason. In the event that the employee's performance fails to meet the supervisor's expectations, the supervisor may elect to terminate the employee or extend the introductory period for an additional period of time as determined appropriate by the supervisor. 5.12 On-call compensation. On-call duty is defined as being available for work beyond normal scheduled work hours. Employees must be available and able to report to work at all times and will respond to call-outs within the response time designated by the facilities that the employee is responsible to during on-call status. Any on-call time actually worked during the qualifying period of on-call duty shall be compensated at the employee's regular rate, subject to FLSA regulations. All on-call compensation earned will be paid on the last payroll of the quarter in which it was earned. It is the scheduled on-call employee's responsibility to find a qualified replacement in the event of illness or other unexpected event, which precludes the employee from attending to their on-call responsibilities. The scheduled employee must then get approval from the superintendent or supervisor on-call, SOC, for the replacement. If the on-call employee is unable to fulfill their on-call responsibilities, the employee on call shall forfeit their on-call compensation for a period of unavailability. 5.13, call-out compensation. A call-out is defined as a call that requires an employee to report to their normal workplace or other authority facility outside the normal employee's working hours. A call-out can be initiated by a SCADA system, auto dialer, supervisor, or superintendent, but cannot be initiated by the employee themselves. If an employee on call believes that they should report to an authority facility, they must first receive approval from the superintendent or supervisor on call, SOC. An employee who must report to duty outside the normal working hours will be compensated at the employee's regular rate, subject to FLSA regulations, and will receive additional call-out compensation for each call-out hour worked, minimum of 2 hours per episode. All additional call-out compensation earned will be paid on the last payroll of the quarter in which it was earned. In the event an employee is required to report to work outside of normal working hours, additional hours worked will include the time required to travel from the employee's home to the job site and return home. FLSA exempt employees are expected to work the hours necessary to complete work without additional compensation. Amended policies 8.04, drug and alcohol tests. Change the number of drug tests an employee may be subject to from 5 to 4 and delete the reference to a return to duty drug test. 16.01, general travel expense payment policy. Change within 5 business days to within 30 business days. 17.09, 457 deferred compensation plan. Delete up to 25% of annual. Delete all references to an employer match. Add of service and clarify the amount of the employer contribution. 18.14, personnel time off PTO policy. Delete effective May 1, 2002. Add, according to the following table. Change the title in the table from max PTO carryover days to maximum balance PTO days. Add a row to the PTO chart to clarify that new hire employees receive zero PTO days during the introductory period. Clarify that PTO days will be awarded annually on the employee's full-time anniversary employment date. 18.15, termination of employment. Add, upon termination of employment for any reason, an employee will be paid 100% of all earned compensatory time and 100% of all earned on-call and call-out time. 19.01, general policy on holidays. Add, to all regular full-time employees, add Veterans Day as an approved holiday. Delete, in quotations, 10 from the first section. I guess I'm reading personal property. Surplus personal property, agenda item number 8. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. 360,000 pounds of scrap iron assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake, RSMU. Condition, scrap iron from floodgates. Description, most of the iron is A36 steel and 304 stainless steel in various sizes and weights. Replaced, not applicable. 1997 Ford F-150 long bed, 1 FTD F-1728 VKB71961, 182,932 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance, condition poor, not economically feasible to repair, replaced with a 2007 F-150 4x4 regular cab. 1997 Ford F-150 4x4, 1 FTEX 18L3 VKD11049, 123,600 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance, condition poor, not economically feasible to repair, replaced with 2007 F-150 4x4 Super Cab. 1995 Massey Ferguson Tractor, SNDO7168, 1,342 hours, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance, condition wrecked, but not economically feasible to repair, replaced by larger tractor. Computer equipment, SCADA system, one monitor, Dell model D1626HT, assigned to surface water and treatment system SWATs, condition not in working order. One CPU, Dell model MMP, assigned to Temple Belton Regional Sewerage System, TBRSS, condition not in working order. One CPU, Dell model DCM, assigned to Williamson County Raw Waterline, condition not in working order. 1 year water, agenda item number 9. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the 2007 one-year water availability determination of 20,403 acre feet is hereby adopted by the Board of Directors. Liberty Hill Wastewater Collection System, agenda item number 11. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute a wastewater operations contract for operations of the City of Liberty Hills Collection System. Agenda item number 12, Engineering Services for Evaluation of Canal Cut-Throughs. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to enter into a contract with Brown & Gay Engineers Incorporated for $315,442 to develop canal construction specifications for Lake Granbury. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to add this project to the fiscal year 2007 capital projects budget for an additional $315,442 to begin work on the canal construction specifications for Lake Granbury. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the additional $315,442 will be funded through a reduction of the fiscal year 2007 PK property management study project. Be it further resolved that upon conclusion of Phase 1 of the engineering study scope of work, staff will provide the results of Phase 1 to the Board of Directors and obtain Board of Directors approval to proceed with Phase 2 of the engineering study scope of work. Surface Water Treatment System Mineral Rights Request for Bids, agenda item number 13. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Asset Management Committee of the Brazos River Authority approves the terms and conditions of the Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Facility request for bid. Be it further resolved that the Asset Management Committee hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to advertise the request for bid for the leasing of minerals at the Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System Facility. Be it further resolved that the Asset Management Committee will review the bids received at its next quarterly committee meeting and develop recommendations for consideration by the Board of Directors with regard to award of the lease. Contracts with TxDOT for treated water transmission line improvements, agenda item number 14. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute with the Texas Department of Transportation standard utility agreements and utility joint acknowledgement agreements for the adjustment or relocation of the Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System transmission water line in Johnson County, Texas, and the Williamson County Regional Water Line in Bell County, Texas.
Next item. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has reviewed and hereby adopts Brazos River Authority policy on investments and fiscal management, including the investment strategy statement, approved broker-dealer list, and approved training sources in the form attached hereto as Exhibit A to be effective upon adoption by the Board. Next one, adoption of an inducement resolution with respect to the future issuance of bonds to finance facilities for the benefit of TXU Energy Company, LLC in Milam County, Texas, agenda item number 16. The Banking and Finance Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority and or an entity legally acting for or on behalf of the authority, either or both being hereinafter called for convenience of reference, the authority is or are authorized to provide for the acquisition and construction of sewage and solid waste disposal facilities and to provide for the issuance of revenue bonds for such purpose. And whereas Texas Energy Company, LLC, the company, is a Delaware limited liability company duly formed and in good standing under the laws of the state of Delaware and is authorized to transact business under the laws of the state of Texas and has requested that the authority enter into an agreement setting forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the benefit of the company to finance certain sewage and solid waste disposal facilities at properties owned by the company in Milam County, Texas, known as the Sandow Electric Generating Plant. And whereas it is appropriate for the authority to enter into an inducement agreement, the agreement with the company, which sets forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue such revenue bonds for the aforesaid purposes. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, the preambles hereto are incorporated and made a part of this Section 1. There is hereby authorized the following actions. 1I, the Board approves the agreement in the form presented to the Board and at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted. 2I, the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the Board, is authorized to execute the agreement and deliver it to the company for execution by the company and the Secretary of the Board, or in her absence, an Assistant Secretary, is authorized to attest such signature. 3I, the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the company shall be as set forth in the agreement. And I4, the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the authority, and McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton, LLP, Bond Council, is hereby authorized to act on behalf of the authority in executing any documents to be filed with the Texas Bond Review Board and making any necessary applications to the Texas Bond Review Board for allocation of the State of Texas Private Activity Bond Authority on behalf of the company that may be required for the purpose of issuing the revenue bonds described in the agreement as tax-exempt obligations. Grant application for Lake Granbury Flood Protection Planning Study, agenda item number 17. The Water Quality and Environment Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors and the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its January 29, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to perform a flood protection planning study for the Lake Granbury area to update flood hydraulic data and mapping around the reservoir and to evaluate reservoir operational considerations that may be employed during high flow events, and whereas the Brazos River Authority ensures that the proposed planning does not duplicate existing projects with the exception of updating flood frequency data and mapping to more accurately reflect expected high flow conditions, and whereas the Brazos River Authority will commit the required 50% matching funds and in-kind services toward the total estimated study cost of $478,000 and request grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board in the amount of $239,000, and whereas the Brazos River Authority will attempt to pursue implementation of viable solutions identified through the purpose, the proposed planning effort, and will pursue and identify potential sources of funding for implementation of viable solutions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Water Quality and Environment Committee recommends to the Board of Directors and the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to apply for $239,000 of grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board to conduct a flood protection planning study at Lake Granbury, including executing the required application, appearing before the Texas Water Development Board on behalf of the Brazos River Authority, and submitting other such documentation as may be required by the Texas Water Development Board. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that should the grant application be successful, the General Manager CEO is authorized to negotiate and enter a contract with the Texas Water Development Board to secure the grant funding. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager CEO is authorized to retain and contract with a qualified firm to perform the study.
Thank you, Mr. Hawes. We've heard the consent agenda items. Do I hear a motion?
Before we have the motion, there was one of the items on the management committee that Director Greer offered an amendment to. And I noticed that on item number 12, that the reader's notes did not match the screen. And I want to ensure that the amended version is the one we're approving.
Yeah. Phil, can you explain that?
Did you notice it too, Wade?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had added that this on the canal cut throughs. Judy had read the amended version, but I think it had not, the screen didn't have the updated language. The last paragraph was not on the screen.
I just want to ensure that the amended was read into the record.
I thought it was just phase one.
What was read was what's in the record.
Last paragraph. Okay. Said after phase one to come back.
Right. Phase one.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Appreciate you. You've heard the reading of the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
By Mr. Gere, seconded by Mr. Moore. Pull the board, please.
Yes.
Director Bellion.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Blind.
Yes.
Director Caraba.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Director Garcia.
Yes.
Director Deere.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Director Moore.
Yes.
Director Skaggs.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Thank you.